Transmission.
Ooh. Okay, here we go again. It is 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. And so, let it begin. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this Dubious Goals Committee. And I'm sitting here on my floor today, drinking some iced tea. And it is delicious. Ow. Okay. So once again, we've got an outrageously hot day. It's ridiculous. How can we be this early in the year and be having temperatures in the mid-90s? This is not good. This is, you know, middle of August weather that we're having, you know, 2 months early or 3 months early. Oh, it's not good for our little Tobster. I'm trying to get used to it. I think I am. Am I really getting used to it, or am I just trying to stay positive? You know, I don't really know. I can't tell the difference anymore. So anyway, here we are, sitting in front of the TV, and there's some, I don't know what this is, but there's some gangster thing on. See, here they are interviewing Michael Francese, the notorious gangster. Why am I watching this? I don't know. It's just on. Let's see what else is on. What we need to find is football. So I'm up here on a couple of football channels. Okay, yeah. 2:30 a.m. They're replaying the Champions League final. I've already seen that twice. What's down here on the other one? We got to check, make sure we're not missing any football today. And I don't really think there is any football on today because we're in that strange dead time between, you know, the end of the league seasons and the beginning of the summer fun. This year's summer fun is, of course, the World Cup, which starts in about 2 weeks. And I should be scrolling down. Ooh, we have some MLS soccer. Nobody cares. And then, what's this? It just says soccer from the Rose Bowl. Aha. Yeah, I know what these games are. Yeah, soccer from the Talon Energy Stadium in Chester, PA. And a game in the Rose Bowl. These are international friendlies. And these were actually games played yesterday. This particular game is Mexico and Wales. And the other one is United States and Bolivia. I have seen these games. I might watch Mexico and Wales again, though. I like the Mexican national team. No, I should say that, first of all, that these are international friendlies. These games do not count for anything. All that these games do is serve as warm-up games for the World Cup. So all these national teams that never have, you know, hardly any chance to play with each other, this is warm-up. Warm up for the big show, the World Cup. And I'm a big fan of the Mexican national team. I really like some of those guys. Dos Santos, both the Dos Santos brothers. Or should I say Dos Santos. And I like Chicharito, and I like Tecatito. And they could be good this year. I'm kind of hoping they will be. Mexico, in the last couple years, they've been right on the borderline of being great. You know, they're really good, and they're just so close to being absolutely great. I keep waiting for them to break through. And I'm a huge Chicharito fan, and I have been for years. And within the last year or two, I've been become a real fan of Tecatito. I love Tecatito. And that's funny thing. There's a funny thing about his name. I might have mentioned this before, but Tecatito is named Tecatito for a strange reason. Tecatito means little Tecate. Okay. Tecatito's real name. Oh, now I can't remember his first name. Is his first name Jesus? No. I think his first name is also Javier. No? Well, now I can't remember because I only know him by his nickname. The point is, his last name is Corona. And as you know, there's a famous Mexican beer called Corona. You've probably had some. Well, Corona and other beer companies in Mexico are huge sponsors of football teams. Either the major sponsor or the shirt sponsor or both. And Corona sponsors a number of teams, except for the team that Tecatito plays for. And his name is Corona. The beer sponsor for Tecatito's team is Tecate. Tecate beer, you've probably had it. And so they kind of don't want a guy named Corona being the star for a team that's sponsored by Tecate. You know, it'd be like somebody in America named Miller playing for a team sponsored by Budweiser. So instead of calling him Corona, they call him Tecatito, little Tecate. And I think that's funny. His nickname was dictated by beer politics. And Tecatito and Chicharito, the little P, Chicharito, he has a funny nickname too, right? Well, Chicharito's dad also played professional football and was known as Chicharo. And a Chicharo is a garbanzo bean, a chickpea, chana dal. Okay, right? You know what a garbanzo bean is? Well, that's a chicharo in Espanol. And so, being as Javier Hernandez, Chicharito's father, was Chicharo, Chicharito became Chicharito, the little pea, the little garbanzo bean, the little chana dal. So we've got Chicharito and Tecatito up front for Mexico, and these guys could be a powerhouse. I'm really looking forward to seeing these guys play together during the Cup. The other reason I might want to watch the Mexico-Wales game over again is for Wales. Guess who is the manager for Wales? That's right, Giggsy. Ryan Giggs, one of my all-time favorite players. He played for Manchester United forever, something like 18 years, and that's almost unheard of. That's a really, really long career. And once he stopped playing, once he retired from playing, he was the assistant manager under the great Sir Alex Ferguson. And that reminds me, I got to look up to see how Sir Alex is doing. He had a brain hemorrhage a week or two ago. And they did emergency surgery and they said he was good. And he was in intensive care for a day or two, but he got out of intensive care pretty fast. So we got to see how Sir Alex is doing. And once Sir Alex retired, Ryan Giggs, he stayed on with David Moyes, but then I forget who came after that. It was Louis van Gaal, and I think Louis van Gaal let him go, which was a bad idea. But then, blah blah blah. To make a long story short, Ryan Giggs, Giggsy, is now the manager of the Welsh national team. So I've been curious to see how that's going. And come on, Giggsy, do Will. I don't think Wales is going to be, you know, a real monster, but hopefully they'll do pretty well. Hopefully they'll make a good showing of it. I'm looking forward to it. I'm pretty excited about it. And I'll just warn you ahead of time, right now, that you're probably going to be hearing a lot of dubious goals committee shows that pertain to the World Cup. I do intend on watching every single game. I don't know if I'll be able to do it, but I will try. Well, let's see. I'm trying to think of what happened last time. Last World Cup, yeah, I caught almost every game. I might have missed about three games, maybe four. Out of, you know, how many are there? Yeah. So, you know, in a couple of weeks, I've got a whole month of doing nothing but watching football. World Cup. And if it stays this hot, man, I'm not going to feel bad about it. I am nearly dysfunctional. It is outrageously warm outside. So anywho, what am I doing? Did I check all the football channels? I didn't check 47. And that always plays reruns of games. What do we got? Poker, golf. Every other one is golf, and then baseball tonight. Okay. So I don't have to worry. I do not think I'm missing any football today. Just got those reruns later in the day. When was that game? It was at 6 my time. Okay, no problem. Oh, man, I slept pretty good. Or at least I thought I did. I had another one of those weird things where... Oh, this was horrible. So last night, I ended up staying up kind of late. I didn't mean to, but I wasn't tired. And I couldn't fall asleep. So I was just sitting around watching TV. And then at about 4 a.m., I decided, okay, yeah, I'm starting to get tired. I'm going to try to go to sleep. And so I got my pillow out, and I got the blanket over me. And right as I'm thinking about laying down, I hear thunder. And I thought, uh-oh. And I waited a few minutes, and nothing happened. But I knew what was going to happen, and I was suspecting that, oh no, if thunder, the cat's going to come down and need some attention. I need to get to sleep quickly. And right as I was thinking that, then there was more thunder. And then 30 seconds later, the cat's rubbing her head up against me. Meow, meow, let's do kitty stuff. I'm scared of the thunder. So I had to stay up an extra half an hour petting my cat. And I don't think it rained. We just had some thunder. Ooh. And so then, I felt like I slept well. And I was like, oh, I woke up. And I was like, oh, that wasn't too bad. I don't really want to get up, though. What time is it? You know, I'm thinking it's like noon. I roll over to look at the clock, and it was like 7:04. I was like, oh, great. So I did go back to sleep for a little bit. And now I had a weird dream, but now I can't really remember what it was. It was another one of those bizarre dreams where I dreamed that I was sleeping, or I dreamed that it was a different time of day when I got... It was confusing. Oh. But last night, one of the things I watched, and this means it's time for another movie review here on the Dubious Goals Committee. Last night, at about 8 or 9 o'clock, I didn't have anything to do. And I kind of didn't feel like watching my cartoons. And I thought, okay, I'll watch a movie on one of these streaming services that I have, these free streaming apps. And so I was flipping through and I saw something. I was like, oh yeah, I remember seeing that before. I want to check that out. So I watched this movie called R100, just the letter R and then the numerals 100, R100. This is a Japanese film. And oh my God. Oh, this film blew me out of the water. I don't even know where to go with this. Where to even start explaining this film. But I'm a real fan of some Japanese cinema, certain types of Japanese cinema that are just really weird. And this is one of those films. All I can say is it funny? Yeah, sort of. Is it scary? Sort of. Is it sexy? Sort of. Is it weird? Very. Very, very weird. I liked it a lot. It's about this guy who is a salesman, a sales clerk in a department store. And apparently he feels like his life is a little boring. So he goes to this sort of secret business or club that's sort of an S&M club. And he signs this contract for the services of this club. But this is not a club where you go and do kinky stuff or anything like that. This is a club where you sign a contract for a year, and they send out women, dominatrixes, to beat you up and humiliate you in public. Okay. A typical weird Japanese sort of thing, right? And so this is what the movie's about. The guy does this, and then he starts having these incidents where, you know, black vinyl-clad women just show up in bizarre places when he's out and about in public, and they beat him up or otherwise humiliate him. And then it starts to get weird. If that's not weird enough, I mean, it starts to get really weird. And the guy starts perceiving threats to his family from this company. And I don't want to give anything away because this is so weird. You don't want to know any of it before it happens. So I don't want to tell you. In the off chance that you watch this movie, which I highly recommend. If you like really, really weird stuff, if you like movies where you just sit there and go, "What the hell is going on?" then this is a movie for you. If if you like formulaic movies where everything's predictable and you know what's going to happen, then this movie is not for you. But if you want something seriously weird, R100 is the film for you. A lot of weird things start to happen. The women, the dominatrixes, they just get weirder. The first one he runs into, she's really hot and she's tall and got the sexy suit on, and it just gets weirder from there. Oh, let me tell you. And when I say weird, I mean, we're talking surreal. So just some real bizarre surrealism, and it's just I sat there and just went, "What in the hell? Oh my God, this is so weird." It was great. It was so great. And I highly recommend it. I mean, so there might be some people who hear this and say, "Oh, Tobe recommends a movie. I better watch it." And you're going to watch it and you're going to get freaked out and say, "Oh my God, that was I don't like it. It was too weird for me." Yeah, I'm warning you right now. It's weird. And so
You gotta be into serious weirdness. Otherwise, you're probably not gonna get the same thing out of it as I did. Oh, it was so good. R100. Look it up. I actually watched two movies yesterday. I watched another one that I'm not going to mention. I'm not going to tell you the title of it or anything because I don't want to say I didn't like it. Because there was parts of it that I liked, but I don't want to say it wasn't good. It was just not quite on. The one redeeming thing about it is that Christina Ricci was in it. And I like her. And I like her because she seems to only do weird movies. You know, yeah, she was in some commercial stuff like The Addams Family. But like just about every other movie she has done has been, you know, like an indie movie, an independent film. And so I respect her for choosing and taking some of these bizarre roles and not just doing commercial stuff. A lot like Johnny Depp. You know, when Johnny Depp started off doing film, he just did weird projects. He just did whatever he wanted to do, stuff that was cool. And oh, I just thought of something. And so I always had a lot of respect for him for doing all these. Then, of course, he became Captain Jack Sparrow and made more money than Croesus. But I just realized something. Christina Ricci and Johnny Depp, I both respect for, you know, doing weird independent movies, and it occurred to me that they have both done John Waters films. Johnny Depp, of course, was in Cry Baby, and Christina Ricci was in Pecker. So there's, you know, a connection there. They both have done John Waters films, and that's pretty cool. I would like to be in a John Waters film. I don't know what kind of character I could play, but if it was a character that was based on me, I'd probably be the best person for it. And so those are Tobe's movie reviews for the day. Maybe I'll watch a movie today. I don't know. What have I got going on today? Not much good, because I don't want to go outside. I got food for a couple days, so I'm good. I can stay indoors. And what else? Yeah, I think I'm good. I think about the only thing I really need to do today is wash my hair. That'll be fun. I'll do that here in a minute. Oh, and that reminds me. Speaking of movies, the bad news is my dad did something to his back. He wrenched his back and pinched a nerve or something, and so my dad's laid out. But the good news is that while my dad was flat on his back with nothing to do, he watched the Bob Marley biography/documentary. And so I got an email from my dad saying that he watched it. And he said that he was more impressed than ever with Bob Marley. And I thought, good. You got out of it what you needed to get out of it. So I'm looking forward to having some discussion about this with my dad. I wonder if my mom watched it. I hope so. Anyway. Yeah, the thing you got to understand is my parents are, they are musicians. But, you know, reggae and Bob Marley sort of not really on their radar. And although they are aware that Bob Marley was a significant person in the world music scene, you know, if you're not really into that scene, you may not know. So, needless to say, my dad at least now has a better understanding of Bob Marley and the man's work. That's so good. I love drinking yummy tea. Oh, I wonder what my knee's gonna do today. I haven't been up that long. I've only been awake for about 2 hours. And I haven't really been doing anything. So I haven't been putting a lot of strain on my knee today. It's slowly getting better. But every once in a while it does its wacky little thing. And it's really irritating. Kind of getting tired of it. And I was thinking maybe I need to get a knee brace, but I don't think that's the actual problem. I mean, I don't think that's the actual solution to the problem, because a knee brace just sort of stiffens your knee up so you don't quite articulate it as much. But that's not the problem. The actual articulation of my knee isn't the issue. When it twists is the whole problem, so I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. What do I need? Do I need a new knee, or do I just need a robot knee, or I don't know. It's sort of annoying. But it's not too terrible. It could be worse. What am I complaining about? I'm not really super clear what I'm complaining about. You know, I do know what I'm complaining about. You know what I'm complaining about? I'm complaining about the fact that I haven't had any good pizza in so long, I'm starting to lose my mind. Although it's not really pizza weather, it's really so hot. And yesterday I had the craving, and the day before that I had the craving. I really wanted pizza. And, of course, the best pizza in town is Frank's. Oh. I want a Frank's pizza right now. But there's this other place. There's this other funny place over in Irvington. Irvington is this, I guess you would call it a neighborhood now, but it was an unincorporated town that was sort of next to Omaha. And I think it technically it still is an unincorporated town. Yeah, because they have their own volunteer fire department and everything. And, you know, we can drive there in about 3 minutes from my house. And there is actually sort of a downtown Irvington. It's this street that goes for about a block. And there's a couple businesses on this street. It's 90th Street, but since it goes weird, it's Irvington Drive or Irvington Road or something. And there's this funny little Italian restaurant there that's really good and really popular, and they also make pizza. And they make a different style of pizza than Frank's, but their pizza is actually pretty good. And I'm a real pizza aficionado, and I know my pizza. And so this funny little place that's in a converted, this restaurant that's in a converted old house, and they make pretty good pizza, and they sell it by the slice, but they only sell it by the slice until 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and that's breakfast time for me. Usually in the summer I get up earlier, but gosh, I have not gotten up early yet. I'm still, you know, getting up at noon. But eventually, I'll start getting up at 9 o'clock in the morning, and by noon, I'll be hungry, and I can go get a slice from that place. And that will be pretty yummy for me. Who am I, you might ask? My name is Tobe. I'm the president and chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day, without exception, at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. All right, that's it for me. I gotta go, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
スイーツ DJ スーマタウェルカムトゥーマイヨノンダ